Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Cardinal Bernard Law, the former Archbishop of Boston, died today in Vatican City. He was 86 years old. Law is most remembered for his role in covering up systematic sexual abuse in the Archdiocese of Boston. He was then given positions inside the Vatican that critics have long complained helped protect him from American justice. Sexual abuse in the Boston Archdiocese was uncovered by the Boston Globe Spotlight team in 2002. With me now is Mike Resendiz, an investigative reporter for the Boston Globe, who helped break that story. Mike, thanks for being here.
Sure, my pleasure.
Talk about Cardinal Bernard Law's role in the Catholic Church sex abuse scandal in Boston.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to understand that Cardinal Bernard Law was the senior Catholic prelate in the United States. He was the most powerful Catholic official in the Catholic Church in America. He was also a favorite of Pope John Paul and was held in very high regard at the Vatican. So you're talking about a very powerful Catholic official who was the head of the Boston Archdiocese, which at the time was the most Catholic city in the United States of America and might still be. So this is a very, very powerful, very prestigious person. And when the Globe Spotlight team, when I and my colleagues published our first story on January 6th, of 2002, we proved that Cardinal Bernard Law, in fact, was at the center of a decades-long cover-up of systemic child sexual abuse in the Boston Archdiocese. And everything regarding Cardinal Law's prestige, his power, changed.
You wrote and you reported in that story that Law knew about the depth and the breadth of the scandal, that he helped reassign priests, he helped cover up their abuses. What did this news mean for Boston?
Well, for Boston, it was absolutely devastating. As I said, Boston was the most Catholic city in the United States. The city is full of true believers, devout Catholics, and they were astounded. And more than astounded, ultimately, they were outraged. You know, those of us on the Globe Spotlight team, we expected a lot of blowback. In fact, we expected there to be demonstrators in front of the Boston Globe on the morning we published our first story, and that just didn't happen. And it didn't happen because our stories were predicated on the church's own internal documents, the church's own records. So what we reported was irrefutable. And for that reason, the anger in the Boston Archdiocese turned not to the Boston Globe, but to Cardinal Law.
Mike, in the days following your story and the story of the Spotlight team, Bernard Law was given ceremonial jobs and sinecures in the Vatican itself. This did not sit well with many victims who say this was a way to shield Bernard Law from American justice behind the sovereign walls of Vatican City.
Well, I think that's true, because when Cardinal Law resigned as the Archbishop of Boston after the Spotlight team published 600 stories over the course of a year, by the way, in fact, he was the subject of two criminal investigations. One was an investigation being conducted by the United States Attorney, and the other was by the Attorney General of the state of Massachusetts. So he was clearly in some legal jeopardy. The fact that he was rewarded with a very prestigious, very public post as the archpriest of the major Mary Basilica, I think was very troubling to survivors. But his position in the Vatican was not just ceremonial. He also continued to have a very influential post on the College of Cardinals. He was behind a lot of the activities in the Vatican. He was behind an investigation of American nuns. Cardinal Law continued to wield considerable power at the Vatican even after he fled Boston.
Cardinal Bernard Law, central to the cover-up of the sex abuse scandal, the abuse and rape of children in Boston by priests in the Catholic Church, is dead at 86. Mike Resendiz of the Boston Globe. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.